Next person is David Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. David's book is dated for today. Oh, David Gilbert for today, Walker for yesterday, 3:20. Forgive me. Sorry about that. So Mr. Gilbert Davis, date of birth is... I'll give that to you in a minute. So the visit date is for today, the 21st, and start with Mr. Walker is in the second benefit period. No, Mr. Davis is in his third benefit period. Let's see, date of birth. I know we wrote it down somewhere. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. Let me find the date of birth. We need that for this dictation, of course. Sorry, I don't want to lose this. I'm going to look at it here. Well, leave the date of birth alone until I get back to you. Just put this is a blank-year-old black gentleman who lives with his wife for 58 years with history of stroke, left-sided weakness, BPH, hypertension, diabetes. Patient's wife states that he's become much more dependent. He walks very little. He has a walker, which he's not using at this time. He's had at least 7-pound weight loss. He used to be a heavy smoker and drinker and a... carpenter and a machinist, but he's has quit his tobacco use and alcohol use some time ago, period. His blood pressure today was 137/80, O2 side 98%, pulse of 84, period. His blood sugar is controlled at times with increased blood sugar at times, 230, 150, to over 160, sorry. Patient complains of weakness, dizziness, decreased appetite, frailty, difficulty swallowing, symptoms of aspiration. The weight loss is consistent with the reduction in the MAC, or the reduction in the MAC is consistent with his weight loss. Patient shows decline. Lower extremity shows a 3 plus 2 lymphedema, multifactorial. Pain appears to be controlled. I said back from constipation, which has been limited at this time. Ah, here we go. Data breakers 2/20/1945. Forgive me for not having that. So it is a 80-year-old gentleman. 81 now. 81-year-old gentleman. Okay. Okay. Given the actual progression of the disease, it looks like this is less than 6 months to live, especially if it's both functional and physical decline in the development. His wife is by his side and quite aware of his demise. Incidentally, the patient is both ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent. Thank you. Overall prognosis remains grave for Mr. Gilbert Davis, D-A-B-I-S. Thank you.